Welcome back.
If you're new here, I'm Kim.
And I'm Riss.
So grab a snack.
It's beauty time.
Woo!
Woohoo!
So this episode of Beauty Time is our favorite episode of the year.
I would normally break out into song, but I don't want to get sued.
Copyright.
So I won't, yeah.
It's our Weird Gifts episode of 2023, brought to you by the hairstylists of the internet.
And chocolate rugolas.
Yes.
That's my snack
we
of
have
choice.
Snacks, yeah. And likely, if you're listening to this episode, you may have helped us create this episode by responding to one of our posts on Reddit or Facebook. So thank you very much if you submitted your weird gift response.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And you guys always give us so many to go through.
You do not disappoint. You fucking delivered. And we could not do this episode without you all and your fucking fabulous responses.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally my favorite episode that we do. Year after year, it brings me such joy. I will never not love doing this. It's my literal favorite time of the year.
And the most amazing part is we never get like repeat responses.
No, not like, really.
And you'll notice,
I mean,
too.
Weed. Spoiler yes, alert. I mean, weed. But that's not a strange one. Gift. That's pretty normal, I feel like. I feel like that's not a strange gift, but I still, it's appreciated. It's an appreciated gift.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. You'll notice every year there seems to be a theme of something. And it's always a really weird theme, like meat
dead
or underwear. Like, why are people collect Kohl's cash one year?
Kohl's cash.
But it never happened again.
No.
It was the one year.
Yeah.
It was all Kohl's cash.
I've not gotten dead birds again either.
No.
It was really alarming on so many levels. I was like, did anybody want to alert the authorities?
Was that last year or 2 years
last
ago?
Last year there was dead birds.
There's
a lot of dead
something.
Birds.
Yeah.
And hunting meat, like deer meat and stuff.
Yes.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
Which is, that's fine. That's a great gift. Please feed me. I mean, if someone, but a hunting, I'm on the fence about. I don't know. Whatever.
It's always a large collection of weird gifts from all walks of hairstylists. So thanks again if you submitted your weird gifts. And if this is the first time you're listening and you didn't submit a weird gift and you're just here for the fun.
Yeah. That's okay too.
That's great. We're happy to have you. And basically every year we ask a bunch of hairstylists on the internet what the weirdest gifts you got from a client is.
Yeah.
And you
deliver.
This is the product of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to be long-winded to start today. We're just going to jump right in.
No.
Because we have lots to go through.
Yeah, we have a lot of responses this year. I know that we got a lot of responses last year too, but I feel like we got more this year.
I think
year,
we have
so
more.
I'm really excited. And I didn't read some of them.
Well, so
I read some, but I left them to be surprised. So we're going to read this in real time. Kim doesn't know any of, like, we don't know each other's.
That's the fun too, because me and Riss make our own separate posts so we can surprise the other. Yes. This is our Christmas gift to each other every year.
It just keeps on giving.
So a lot of these will be reacts on in real time.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yes, like, so like, she doesn't know what I'm gonna read, and I don't even know what I'm gonna read for some of them. I was responding like intentionally to the, like the post that I created and being like, oh my god, what the fuck, or like needing a little bit more explanation for some of them, but then I stopped because I was like, wait, I actually want to also be surprised so that my reactions are authentic.
Yeah, I had to ask some questions on mine because I needed a little more context.
Yeah,
because
like,
they
could
made
you
them
elaborate?
Funnier. Yeah, it's like some random things. You're like, but do you even like that thing? No, okay, that makes it weirder. Oh, I'm opening. Something.
There's the tea.
There it is.
Every episode.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna start off with Riss. She's gonna read her small initial Facebook posts.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a couple on there, and then I'm gonna move on to the Reddit post, the Reddit thread that I did, and then we'll get into the meat of the episode, no pun intended.
The deer meat.
With our pretty big Facebook posts. So I think if it's going to be super long episode, we might split it up, but I'm going to figure that out by the end of this episode and let you know. So without further ado, here's Weird. We present to you Weird Gifts 2023. Take it away.
So this one comes to us from Hairstylist Mental Health Support Group. I'm not going to read the names of the people just for anonymity.
No, like, it's all anonymous.
Yeah. So one person got a grocery bag full of used rollers from who knows how long ago. Like, were they the beauty school rollers?
Oh, do they have hair in them?
They were used. Yeah. Oh my God. My client gave me a new toilet seat for the salon I work at because she said ours didn't fit the toilet and was uncomfortable.
Ew. Well, it's new, but ew. Come on.
She said, I love this client dearly. And we both laughed when she gave it. But that's really funny. She's like, hey, she's like, this isn't good for my ass.
Not acceptable.
So another person said, my coworker received a $50 Visa gift card that was empty, either used or not charged to begin with, but we'll never know. See, this has been happening a lot.
I was going to say, not to spoil anything, but you'll see a theme of that this year.
I went to Target over the summer and my daughter was really into Roblox at the time. Yeah. And she was like harassing the fuck out of me, haranguing me to buy her Robux on those gift cards. So I broke down because I was like, fine, here, you fucking baboon, just take it. And then we get home and I did it at self-checkout and they helped me and they were like, here you go, you just scan it like this. And then we go home and I paid for it and it was empty. Like, it didn't work. And I'm like, okay, so I know that it was scanned properly, so maybe they aren't really used?
Well, what's happening is there's a lot of scams going on.
Fucking scams.
Where people will, I don't know exactly what they do, but they replace them, and they are empty, and they replace the barcode on the back. So you scan them, and it goes through, but you never put any money on it because of whatever the people did to the gift cards. So PSA, if you're going to buy a gift card, buy it online directly from whatever store you're going to from.
I didn't know that.
Because they're going into stores and doing this.
God damn it, scammers. Yeah,
so that could have been why that could have happened.
Fuck off.
Yeah. So be careful with your gift cards. Yeah.
I didn't know that, but now I'm immediately mad. Okay.
Yeah. And they don't do anything about it. They're just kind of like, well, you can't prove it, so.
Like the corporations,
like
the store. You mean?
Yeah. Like, well, we can't prove that it's scam.
You have fucking cameras. What do you mean you can't prove it?
No. One of my clients told me about an Apple gift card her son got that was redeemed already when it was given to him. And when he went to redeem it, he couldn't. And she called Apple. They said it was redeemed in, I don't even know what state.
Iowa.
And she was like, yeah, but I live in X state and whatever, and they're like, we just can't do anything about it, even though we can see where it was redeemed. It's crazy.
So like $1 billion company can't reimburse you.
Yeah,
that's so bullshit.
Don't buy your gift cards in the store. No, get them online if you can.
I shan't be doing that now. Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah,
that's really annoying.
So maybe that's what happened to some of these stylists too.
I think so. I think that's why it's a theme.
Fred's playing in the background.
Fred. Hey, Fred.
Is that all the ones on that post?
Yeah, it was a short post.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get on to the Reddit thread. I did two posts in the Reddit thread. And this one, there was one that only got like 3 responses too. And then there was a longer one. So I'll start with the short one. So on Reddit, we have somebody that says, we had a crazy lady who used to come into our salon and always give us food stuff, except there was always something off. We were in an affluent area. None of us were going hungry. A bag of cheddar popcorn with grass clippings mixed in.
No.
Lots what? Of expired food. Literally her dinner leftovers in Tupperware sometimes.
Stop it.
Always stale, expired, freezer burnt. Lots of dead plants and flowers.
Oh, wait. I'm still hung up on the grass clippings and the popcorn.
As soon as I heard grass clippings, I was like, I can't wait to share this one.
Oh, no.
She said, She would also come in with what looked like dried semen in her hair sometimes.
No!
And she would say it's from her dogs.
No! Why is it from the dogs?
I don't.
Is it the dog semen?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
I do. I have questions.
I didn't ask.
I have so many. You needed to elaborate. That needed context. Well, I have so many questions right now.
Yep. That's, yeah.
Why her leftovers? Did she eat out of the containers already and it was like a half used? Or like, was it like, oh, I made dinner. I made too much. I'm one person. Here's like some extra pot roast that I didn't touch. You can't trust food from other people anymore.
No, nope, you can't eat from other people's houses.
You really can't. Oh my God.
Wait, where is... Okay, here's... This is more food. My friend at work has this old lady who always brings her food from the grocery store, like potato salad or whatever pre-made stuff. My friend always says, thank you, but never eats it. I wouldn't either. I think that was it on that one.
Is pretty gnarly though. The grass clippings, man. Why were there grass clippings in the popcorn?
I don't flavor. I'm not sure. But
tastes like dirt.
Like why?
I don't understand.
Was she trying to just make the bag look more full?
Maybe she wanted to look festive. Like here's some decoration.
I don't know.
Yeah, like a garnish.
I'm really.
You know, when you put parsley on top of like your food, like macaroni salad, you put like the sprig of parsley in the middle.
Yeah.
She was putting a garnish.
Grass. Yes. Grass clippings.
Were they from the lawnmower or did she just go outside and rip up clumps of grass?
I don't know. I mean, I could be either, I think. Like,
this is why I have so many questions.
I think that it could have been either.
Oh, no. It's so, not too late to ask. We can still get confirmation.
I can, yeah. Hold
on. Can you just elaborate on all of the things you just said to me, ma'am?
Oh, let's see. Let me do the next Reddit thread here now that I clicked off of it. Hold on. There we go. This one has a lot of comments on it. So the next person says, not so weird, but a client gave me a bottle of wine when I was only 20 years old. I obviously wasn't complaining. However, my boss at the time was a conservative Christian and didn't believe in drinking. After my client left, she looked at me and said, I assume you're going to throw it away.
What?
I just looked at her and said, I can't waste it. Anyways, 6 months later was my 21st birthday. I posted on social media about my birthday and the same client commented, oh my God, you weren't 21 yet. I accidentally contributed to the delinquency of a minor. And we joked about that for years. Then she said another one was homemade buffalo sauce and it was fantastic.
That sounds great. I would like that.
And this client that gave her the buffalo sauce was a walk-in and she never saw her again.
What?
So she never got another thing of that fantastic buffalo sauce.
Okay, wait. Like a walk-in, like off the street.
It was the first time she ever did her hair.
She just came into a salon prepared with a fucking tub of homemade hot sauce?
I guess.
Okay, well, I have questions about that. I've got a lot of questions about that.
Oh, so this next response is like top of my favorite responses. Just in like the subject in general of the gift.
Of all time? Or just
no,
like,
just like okay. The subject. Yeah. But this person got 12 ears of corn.
Just 12? Only 12?
12. And
all I could carry at the time.
A couple people were joking in the comments about it. And somebody was like, maybe 12 days of Christmas, but with corn.
Maybe that's why it was 12. That's such a random number.
That's what I said. I'm like why
12?
Well, because I actually said, I'm like, well, I was like, oh, are you a large family? And she was like, I live by myself.
No.
So.
I'll just throw these in the freezer, I guess.
She said when she handed me a bag, it never crossed my mind that it might be filled with corn.
Oh, my God.
So this next person said that they have a client that sold sex toys and 1 year she got her bonding tape and lube.
No.
And she used it for her family's white elephant gift exchange.
Stop it. That's
threw
amazing.
In a bottle of wine and got another. I got from another client and called it a date night box. My brother ended up with it.
Ew. Wait, what is bondage tape? Is I that guess. What the
yes.
fuck?
Bonding tape.
Bonding
and lube.
Tape. Oh my God. That sounds like rape kit 101. Not into it.
I don't know what goes through people's minds when they give these things. So this next one we got.
It's the thought that counts. I think that's what's
sometimes
going through their
counts.
Mind.
This one was like
the toilet seat counted.
Yeah, she thought about herself. But this next one was kind of like a thought that counted.
Oh,
it
no.
was someone's orthopedic old shoes.
No,
she's older. She's an older lady. Wanted Aww. To donate them, but then said, since I'm always on my feet, I might benefit from them. I told my next client about it, and she took them for her elderly mother. So I was
okay.
like,
okay,
got paid forward.
Yeah, it got paid
I could
forward.
See the train of thought.
That's cool, though.
Some of these trains of thought go
off the rails.
Off the rails. So I can't follow. This next one we have is a new one to Weird Gifts. We haven't heard this before, but it was a DVD movie about Scientology. It was about their commandments and rules,
Stop.
And it was fully intended to convert me. It was all wrapped up, and my ex and I couldn't even get through the whole thing.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah.
So her client was a Scientologist.
Yeah.
And she was like, here, have this.
Come to this side.
Come to this side. We have cookies. And.
Rugula.
Trauma.
Yeah. Trauma. We got a very fancy pack of cigarettes because she looked like she smoked.
Excuse me. What does that look like?
She said she doesn't smoke. And she smoked the whole pack with friends on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this next one didn't even have a comment. It was just a picture. It's just a doll.
Oh.
Is that a doll?
Yeah, and it looks like a thumb.
It
looks like somebody drew on your thumb and put a wig on it.
Yeah, it's literally
it's
like
weird.
This, it looks like the end. Like her face is like the bottom, like the top of a broomstick almost with like, I don't even know how to explain
this. It's a wooden dowel.
This.
It looks like a stool. It has three legs, right? Is it a tripod?
I think it's on a jar of coins, but I don't know if that's part of it.
I can't really quite make it out.
I need context for that
okay,
one.
Okay, so dolls are creepy to me personally.
I have to tell you something.
Alarming. Oh, no.
This is not the last doll we're hearing of today.
No.
So
those are creepy to me. I feel like if it's not a Barbie, it's possessed.
Well.
Oh,
it's
no.
not the last doll we're hearing
of. Fuck,
about.
Annabelle. No.
So we got a good old fan favorite on this next one. A pound of farm-raised ground beef.
Oh.
And a jar of spaghetti sauce.
Was that in Texas?
I don't know. And the person said, I wish I was making that up. Although I do love the meat, it was just odd.
Yeah, the spaghetti sauce, though.
Yeah, with the meat.
Sauce is so personal.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
And we got another fan favorite, which is also another one that carries through every single year without any fail. But this person got gifted a Ziploc bag of weed nuggets. And I said, do you smoke? And she said, I don't.
No.
I eat gummies.
What about me says I smoke weed. Gummies are cool.
It seems like you'll also see other drugs pop up in this.
There were a lot of drugs.
It seems like people like to give hair stylists drugs.
Drugs. Like, but why? Like, is it us collectively? Do we just seem like we do drugs?
I don't know.
I guess.
Know.
I feel like I would take offense to that. Be like, what about me? But thank you, because I do. Like, I don't smoke weed, but would I take gummies? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, if it was sealed and looked untampered with.
Yeah, but like
perhaps.
If it was like a bud nugget.
Right.
I'd be like, is there fentanyl in this? I don't know.
Well, there was also somebody that wrote underneath that they quit hair in 99, but used to get buds or joints for tips all the time.
I know free weed is always like a highlight, but also I like money.
Yeah.
For my tips.
Yeah. This next person didn't get anything like that. They got a book of the benefits of apple cider.
vinegar. Okay, I mean, I've heard that there are a lot.
Apparently, there's a whole book about it.
They go deep.
This next person said they had a coworker whose client came in drunk, handed them a half-empty bag of Chex Mix and a bottle of liquor, and said Merry Christmas. And they said that was actually not out of character for the client. And they said the client often showed up drunk to appointments and had to leave their car in the parking lot overnight and Uber home a few times. So then he started driving a golf cart.
So, I would like a golf cart as a gift.
Well, that wasn't a gift.
Oh.
You missed the first part.
What? Say it again.
A coworker whose client came in drunk handed her a half-empty bag of Chex Mix, a bottle of liquor, and said Merry Christmas. But because he was drunk all the time and had to leave his car so many places, he started driving a golf cart, which I think is also illegal if you're drunk.
Or
it's frowned upon.
No, it is. It's
a moving vehicle.
Yeah. You could get drunk.
For a bike.
Yep.
Yeah.
For a bicycle, like a ding-ding bike. Or even just public intoxication, right. Just walking around drunk.
So he probably shouldn't have had that.
I just think it's a moving violation if it's on like a vehicle of some sort.
So we got more. We got more meat. This person,
yay, said more meat.
A few clients she has are ranchers and fishers, gardeners, bakers. She's gotten hundreds and hundreds of dollars of beef, fish, sausage, produce, and baked goods. It's probably weird to some people, but I love it. It's not weird if you love it.
No, I don't know if that's really. I mean, I feel like that's not weird anymore. Because groceries are so expensive. So like, you could give me some food, but like, please sealed.
Yes.
Not leftovers that you made for me in a Tupperware.
No.
That I would think is weird. Unless I really knew you.
This one I actually just saw the explanation to.
What?
But this person got a gold tooth.
What?
Her
plucked from her own head?
Her gold tooth. So I guess the client gave the person their gold tooth. So the explanation says, because somebody commented like, come on, we need to know. It literally only says her gold tooth is the response. So the person said, if I find it, I'll post a pic. She was a rich elderly lady, a world traveler and athlete. Her husband was a CEO. I did her hair every Friday. She was very proper. She got some dental work done and just handed me her gold tooth in a little baggie and said I could have it.
What?
Later, she gave my coworker a real mink coat. She's dead now.
That's how you so end
giving
it?
Away her,
she's dead
her
now.
She's dead now. Maybe she was giving away her valuables before she died.
Oh my god. She just, imagine somebody hands you a baggie of their fucking tooth.
Yeah.
Okay, the mink coat. Okay, cool. She just had that to get like on her person and was like, here you go, take my coat. The tooth. When she had it extracted, she said, ooh, gimme. I know exactly who this can go to.
Like, my hairstylist. Yeah.
Can you sell that?
I don't know, because the crazy thing is my grandpa had gold teeth because of how old he was.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a box of them in his house that we were going through. And my mom's like, oh, we could probably.
Teeth?
Yeah. There was like a couple. There wasn't a lot. It was like two of them. It was like his molars or something, because they used to.
Oh, crowns.
Yeah. So my mom was like, I wonder if we could sell them. I'm like, I don't want to go down that road. So
I bet you could.
Gold is gold.
Imagine like your ring on your finger was from someone's previous gold tooth.
Anything is possible.
Oh my God. I mean, it's not like it's dirty. It goes through a whole process when they melt down anything. But just imagine where your gold has been.
Hmm.
Is that ethical?
I don't know.
She's dead
Would
now.
Would there be a spirit attached to that tooth? That's what I worry about.
This is a fucking spirit of like an old 1800s Westerner who went out in the gold rush. There's gold in them hills. Oh, no. You're being haunted by a gold rush.
God.
Member, person,
You'd never
whatever.
Be able to figure out why you were haunted either. Be like, what is it? What object is it?
What object? It's me. I'm haunted. Well, oh my god.
Yeah. So that one was a good one. But
I'm just the closing line is really what got me. She's dead now. Okay.
This next person actually wasn't they're not a hairstylist, but they were a dog groomer. So it's some kind of hair. But for their wedding, a client gave them a ceramic girl, duck, dog.
Wait. What? It
says, for our wedding gift, a client gave us a ceramic girl, duck, dog statue that was one of his students that they made almost 10 years ago. It's definitely the weirdest gift ever, but we love it.
Please send photos.
I know. I need photos for some of these.
What is a girl duck dog?
I don't know.
Is that like cat like, dog?
Is it all three of those things or did it have three each thing on?
Is it a female dog holding a duck?
Right.
In its mouth. Is it all three of those things?
I don't
know.
I'm confused.
Is it a girl with a dog and a duck?
Right.
Is it a hybrid animal?
You're right. Are we overcomplicating this? Does it have three heads? One of each.
Is it a hydra? With three heads. One each of a dog, a girl, and a dog.
Or was it each its own separate statue?
I need photos for reference. What do you post weird shit like that? I'm going to dream about that now.
So I was being attacked by a girl duck dog.
And a gold tooth. She's dead now.
This person got medical marijuana from an 80-year-old client and a teeny joint.
Smash or pass.
Pass. Oh, this one was cute. A soap shaped like a penis for the salon bathroom.
Amazing. So every time you wash your hands, you have to hold a tiny dick.
I would probably just put it in there and see if anyone would say anything.
It gives new life to the term dick mitts. People would definitely notice.
This next person got more drugs.
No.
So her client 20 years ago was very into raves and would try to tip them with ecstasy or weed.
Nice.
She said sometimes she would take the weed.
She'd be like, on second thought.
She's like, maybe not the ecstasy, but this next person just got a bottle of wine called Cougar Juice.
No. No. That's what makes it weird.
Cougar
a
juice.
Bottle of wine is not weird, but naming it Cougar Juice is weird. Please refrain.
And then we got this person that said, not necessarily the most wild, but I had a client who all year long would tell me at the end of our appointment, I won't tip you, but I'll give you a gift for Christmas. 10 months later, Christmas came around and I got some random cat toys for my cats that they don't care about. She's like, I miss my client that would give me $100 Nordstrom gift card.
Wait, so she wouldn't tip her every time,
she still
but
didn't.
She gave her cat toys?
She tipped her cats.
Tip your cats.
This person got a t-shirt with her own face on it.
That's alarming.
I'm not sure how I'd feel about that.
I would be a little disappointed and be like, I don't even like this face. Could you give me a different one?
This person, I think, was being a troll. But they wrote the clap. There's always a troll.
That's not a fun gift.
No.
Or weird.
We're nearing the end of this post. We got two more. So this person got a bag of Tupperware her client wasn't using. She's low-key a hoarder and her mom was helping her clear things out.
That is not. Throw it in the trash.
This person said there were 12 in there, all different sizes. I use every single one. And the same guest also bought me a mini hair dryer that works through USB.
And that's a cute gift.
That is cute. And this
not
last,
the Tupperware though.
No. This last one from the Reddit post is this person said, my client was a high-functioning alcoholic. He always brought me a large pizza as my tip.
Yes.
I am vegan and told him multiple times, but I still loved him because he was a hoot. But my roommate was thrilled because when he came in, she got free dinner. So,
except that for the vegan.
Yeah. It worked out for
smells
her.
Smells delicious.
For their roommate.
But
so, that was it for all the responses of the Reddit posts. So I hope you guys enjoyed those, and coming at you next we have the Facebook posts with all the wild ones. The best way to keep up with us in between episodes is to follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, and Threads at Beauty Time Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at Beauty Time PC. If you'd like to send us a story, cool new product to discuss, or just say hi, send us a DM or email us at beautytimepodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you get notified when we release a new episode and you never miss one. And if you like what you heard, don't forget to leave us a review and rate us 5 stars. Okay, so we're going to move on to our hefty Facebook post where most of you guys wrote your responses. So we're going to start with Risses.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear them.
So this one's in from Hairdresser Advice to Hairdressers. Number one, we'll start at the top. I got a jar of fucks in case I run out of fucks to give. I wish I had that jar. I'm already out. 1 year, I had 11 clients give me the same Avon, quote, hairstylist coffee mug, unquote, 11. That's like my baby shower when I got 6 of the same bathtub, which I commented on.
Oh my gosh.
And I thought that was really funny. That one got 107 reactions to it. Yeah, because 11, like 11? Imagine just having them like stood side by side, like in a row, 11 of the same mug. I think I own 11 mugs total.
You know, is Avon still a thing? I guess in that area.
Skin so soft. I don't know. Can somebody confirm or deny if Avon is still around? Because yeah. I don't have time to Google.
Yeah.
a client recently gave someone a block of cheese. She said, I live in Illinois, but I work in Wisconsin. And I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be funny since cheese is a big deal to us, but I'll take it.
Just a block.
I mean, I would be happy with cheese as a gift. I mean, unless it was like something awful, like just a chunk of blue cheese.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, ugh, what the fuck am I going to do that with that? Somebody said, I once traded shampoo for cheese. That's pretty cool. So I'm not really sure what a light up glass egg with a snowman inside is. Is that like a snow globe?
Glass egg?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
Or an actual egg.
Well, a glass egg with a snowman.
Well,
inside.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anything's possible with weird gifts.
Somebody said that they don't really get weird gifts, just weird encounters. And I was like, never.
Me too.
Never in my life have I related more to this sentiment. but they also said that they get tipped in weed a lot. And I mean, yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's a very recurring theme every year, though, is that people get tipped with weed and stuff like that.
Yes.
Which is like, you know, like I was saying, I'll gladly accept gummies that are sealed in a bag. Someone got 10 hits of acid once.
More drugs.
Acid is like the craziest one I've seen because there are more drugs in here, but yeah. Acid really takes a cake.
Yeah.
10 little tabs that look like those little breath strips. Remember those that used to come that would burn the shit out of your tongue? That's what acid looks like. Not that I know, but I'm just kidding.
10 strips?
10 of them.
Wow.
Don't take them all at once.
No.
That will fuck you. You'll never come back. You will go to Wonderland and never return. No, I just thought that was funny. Someone said that she is making for her friends special homemade oatmeal cream pies because she's good with she's crafty with cannabis. Thought that was cool.
Oh,
so she is giving that to people though. That's not what she got, so that's not really a weird gift. And then most people on that thread are just saying that they want like gummies instead
acid?
Of no, they want gummies instead of like bud. That's the typical consensus, is like gummies over bud.
Yeah.
Only because like you don't know what you're getting in the physical plant anymore, because like these drug dealers be shady.
Yeah.
Somebody received a little gnome. He's very cute. And it says, I will cut you. He's on his little hat. You know, like those gnomes that have no face, just a nose.
Is there
and
a
then,
picture?
Like, yeah, I can show you. He's cute.
Oh.
He's a little cute guy.
He needs a haircut.
He does need a haircut, but he will cut you. Someone last year, one of my clients re-gifted me a pair of fuzzy Christmas socks that she picked out of a little bucket of goodies that I had for my clients to choose from a couple of years ago. So she got her own gift back. And she was like, I know, because they were rolled up with the clear little elastic in the bow. Somebody got homemade maple syrup. I think that's fucking classy as fuck. Okay. I would love that. A client gave me hangers one year inside one of those free with purchase tote bags you get at Ulta. Wait, hangers? Okay. A client gave somebody those a gift with purchase, those little rolled up blankets that you get for like buying perfume. Not weird, but okay.
I've gotten a robe that was definitely a free perfume gift.
Those robes were fluffy as fuck.
Not the one I got. It was pink.
Oh,
I think it was a long time ago. It wasn't nice.
I'm thinking of the ones that were from Ulta one year, and they were really, really awesome. I received a grungy old red crossbody purse with a matching patriotic red, white, and blue sun visor. Oh my god! But it was from a sweet old lady. Oh, she's done her hair for 20 years, and then she brings her homemade pasta and sauce. Okay, that's cool. I asked if the bag was used, and she said yes. Both the bag and the visor were used.
It's like in the trunk from the summer. Yes, I'll take.
How do you know it's used? Because there's like sweat inside the
hair.
There's like sweat stains. Somebody got coffee table books for with African photography in them because she's going to Africa.
Okay, that's relevant.
That's like, relevant.
It's weird, but it's relevant,
right? And she did show pictures of them, and it's just like lion heads. I was gonna say,
is it just the plains of Africa?
Yes. Somebody got a gift certificate for a local Asian grocery store for $200. I think that's fucking awesome.
Wow, they got some good stuff.
That's a lot of banh mi, but like also delicious. And $200, that's so generous.
Yeah.
You're lucky. No, she knows. She knows. She's like, this is the best gift ever. Oh, wow. Someone got all the apprentices' gifts. They all got gift cards and candles. And then, okay, wait, I'm reading it wrong. When I was training, a lady got all of the apprentices' gifts. They all got gift cards and candles. Mm-hmm. So all the apprentices got these. And her, the stylist, got a child's coloring book and crayons.
What?
I think she fucking mixed up your gift.
Oh, man.
A child's coloring book and crayons. Wow. Somebody else got a used Visa gift card once. No mention of shady deals going on. That's funny. Oh my god, a client gave me 12 mini bundt cakes and 3 buntinis after I had told her I was trying to watch what I eat on our last appointment. She sent 12. It all to her son's school.
12
bundt cakes. Do you know how big a bundt cake is?
Yeah.
How do you carry 12 of them into your car?
What?
12 trips. Plus 3 buntinis.
I wonder if it was the same person that gave 12 ears of corn.
Oh my god. Please confirm. Somebody got a salt and pepper grinder. I think that's actually a cool gift.
Okay.
Oh, someone said they got 0 gifts this year.
I don't get gifts anymore. I just get money, which is fine. I'm not complaining. Actually, no. My client gave me a Santa snow globe for Christmas.
That's nice.
This year. Yeah. I'll show it to you.
I would like to see that. And then, I mean, that post goes into just talking about how everyone, we're all poor and like it's hard to get gifts this year. But somebody got a free week at their client's Siesta Key beach house.
Mm.
So we go from 0 money to a beach house. That's really awesome though.
Siesta Key's nice. Yeah. I watched that show.
I don't watch that show, but I know I've seen it and it's gorgeous.
Yeah. I've lots of rich there, people though. There.
Yeah, that's why I've never been there.
Me, I haven't been there. Been there.
I haven't been there. I
haven't been there either.
Somebody let their client use the mansion at the Jersey Shore.
Oh my god.
That's fucking cool. let's see. Let's keep going. Woohoo. A client gave me a manicure kit with files, cuticle oil, and lotion. It's a nice idea for somebody who's not in the industry. Fair enough. Cash, tea towels, Starbucks gift card, fruit tray, and lunch. I would take the lunch and the cash. Someone got a veggie spiralizer and a 5-foot posable Jack Skellington as a gift.
Oh my gosh. Together?
Oh my God. Oh my God. One client who did not tip, perhaps this was her way of tipping, gave me an open and half-eaten box of chocolates from the dollar store at the end of our plaza.
Oh my gosh. That's happened before.
To you?
In previous episodes. No.
Oh.
That's, people like giving half-eaten things. That'll come up on mine too.
When I am an old lady, I hope that I am that brazen and give zero fucks. I hope I get to that level where I'm like, here you go, fucker.
I hate it's some. Like, yeah, but here,
myself is the gift. Someone got 3 containers of medical weed. That sounds like a good time. Oh my God. I received Kegel balls one time.
No.
Horrific at 20, but still one of the best presents.
No.
The weirdest gift was a mole remover.
What? Was she trying to say something?
Did you have a mole?
Did you remove it?
Did you remove it? She said no. Oh my God.
She didn't even have a mole.
Someone asked, do you have moles? She wrote, no, period. The next year, he gave me a machete.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I know that you use it to do like actual yard work with because it's good for like clearing away, like if you have bamboo in your yard, but it's just really funny to say, like, I got a machete. Here you go. You could use this.
I mean, maybe he's seen some of those videos online of the hairstylist cutting people's hair with machetes and was like, oh, this would be perfect.
Would you like to try this? Next year, you can try it with fire.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. A machete? That one's really fucking funny.
Oh, man.
Oh my God. Someone said they got mini donuts with half the calories. She's joking. Hand lotion, wine glasses, wine, a wine cork, no wine, candy, and money. Oh. One of my clients asked me for my email and sent me a Shein gift card. She knew I had a lot in my cart. That's not weird. That's sweet.
Funny. Yeah. I'd be like, hey, great.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, does it also work on the TikTok shop? Because I'm trying to buy a vacuum.
Or has it been influenced by the TikTok shop? I was like, is it the pink vacuum? You're like, no, but the blue vacuum.
Yeah, the pink it was the out. Pink one. The pink one was sold out. It was the blue one. Someone got a box of pastries. Hey, hey.
I'll take that.
A massage gift card, a wax warmer with melts, 12-pack box of my favorite Godiva candy bars. Hell yeah, I want a whole box and a microwave heat pack for my neck. That's
a good one.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Someone got a used Bath and Body Works wallflower plug-in once. They know it was used because it had burn marks on the top.
I was
going to
say, did it look like it was lit on fire?
Yeah. Yes. Let's see. What else do we got? Okay. A bag of avocados. That's weird.
I hope they were not ripe.
No, she said, I like them, but it's odd as a gift.
It is.
Like, here you go. Merry Christmas. This bag of avocados.
People like giving produce.
I mean, unless she grew them herself, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, people grow their own shit. Yeah. They want to give it to you. It's like, it's your pride.
Yeah.
And, like, you're proud of what you did. But then, like, going to the Stop and Shop and being like, here's a bag of avocados.
Like,
yeah. Maybe from Mexico. We don't know. That's the theme. Avocados from Mexico. I got a thrifted dress, 4 sizes too small. What the fuck? A Minnie Mouse t-shirt that my client didn't want anymore, and my favorite, a loaf of bread. It was fresh bread, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see, what else do we got? Oh my God. The ingredients to green bean casserole.
You might like that gift.
I might. I like green bean casserole, but this year it tasted a little weird at Thanksgiving, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh.
She was also tipped $2, $2 whole.
Mm-hmm.
So that was her gift, $2 in green bean casserole ingredients.
Well, she used the rest to buy the ingredients. That's all.
And she was like, I know that it's a rude to, she says, I know I sound like a rude person and you can't always expect holiday tips and that's fine. But like these people have second and third homes. So why are you giving me the ingredients? Oh. Give me the assembled green bean casserole that your maid made for you, like that your home chef made for you, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And don't give me $2 to buy the rest of the ingredients. No, I'm just kidding. I made that up. But she did say she gave her $2. This is not weird. This is cool. Last year, a client gave me a signed reader's copy of one of our mutual favorite movies and wine and Christmas cards.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone got a rubber duck holding up the middle finger.
I would like that.
I would like that too.
I'd like to put that in the pod room on our desk.
Seriously, anyone locate a
pink duck giving the middle finger? Thanks.
That would be great. Somebody said that they get wine and candles and holiday scented hand soap, and they got a cute blow dryer ornament, but then they re-gift most of those things to other people.
Oh.
That's awesome. Somebody got used clip-on earrings. How do you know they were used? Did they have like ear gunk in them?
Yeah. I was going to say, was there like skin oil on it?
Ew. Ugh. Somebody got from their garden, that whole sense of pride we were talking about, cabbage and a head of broccoli.
Wow. Those are the best though, because they're huge.
Mm-hmm. The broccoli. Yeah, they are huge. Cabbages are enormous.
Yeah.
My client gave me a Dyson Airwrap. Girl, that is not weird. That is awesome.
That's not the only person that got something cool like that.
A boob job like last year.
Oh my God. Do you guys remember? If you didn't listen, someone got a boob job from their client.
Yep. As a that holiday gift. That one won the internet.
Yeah.
A whole ass boob job.
I want a Dyson Airwrap. Well, I don't need it. I have a Shark one.
But
I wouldn't be opposed to
a Dyson. I wouldn't either. So this lucky person got fresh honey from her client's beehives. So, okay, this person not so lucky. I received a pair of used shoes. I admired them on her when she wore them to get her hair done earlier in the year.
Well, let me tell you.
What? You don't even know if they're the same size.
But I have to tell you, that also is a theme this year, too, that used clients
clothing
are taking items that their stylist compliments, and they're taking them off and giving them to the hairstylist.
You want these shoes? Hold on. Let me sit down.
Never compliment someone. Oh, they'll just take it off their backs and give it to you.
Oh, no. When I was getting married, one of my clients brought me a candle that you could tell had very much been used. It was a bit dusty. That's really funny. Oh, my God. One client gave me her wedding dress. It was a non-traditional wedding dress. I did not ask for it, but it was sweet. She wanted to share it with me.
Oh.
Last year, a client I've done for 20 plus years gave an old ornament that had a date of 2010. She used to give nice Christmas decorations. And before, she tried to give me a dried up glass globe. I guess like a dried up like snow globe.
Yeah.
That had leaked. This is funny. A case of mixed beer nuts and a $100 bill in a card with homemade lunch. I just got the promise of Taco Bell next time, every time she came in, but she never gave me Taco Bell.
Fuck her then.
It's okay. I don't even like Taco Bell. That was your tip, or your gift was the promise of Taco Bell next time?
Well, I'm going to give that lady a tip. You can never promise someone Taco Bell and not follow through.
You really can't. I received a bag of batteries. Weird but useful. That is really weird but useful.
Yeah.
Stop it. I had a client wrap Trader Joe's salsa and give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Imagine unwrapping it and it's
a
bag of chili and two hot dogs. Here's this salsa I made for you.
That was on our very first Weird Gifts episode. The chili and hot dogs.
That will never not be my favorite. Somebody got a used salt and pepper shaker. That's weird.
It's probably an old lady that took it from a diner and they were just in her bag and they were like, oh, I'll just give them that.
This is what I'm talking about. When I get old and senile, I can't wait because I'm just going to be doing all kinds of weird shit. And people will just be like, you get a pass because
you're old. I'm already that that lady.
Pregnant ladies get a pass too.
Well, but no, but I'm already that lady that if I go to like a fair where there's like tents that are giving free stuff out, I'll take it and then I'll make sure my friend takes it too. We went to the fall festival, me and Rebecca, and they had like chapsticks and like hand sanitizer, and she's like, oh, I don't need it. I'm like, just take it.
Just take it. It's free.
Just take it.
Circle back.
She's like, I don't need it. Just take it.
Swoop here. Back. Put your hair Put up. It look in her different. Own bag. Take it again.
If it's free, even it's if I don't me. Use it, I'm taking it.
If it's free, it's for me. Yeah, I feel like pregnant people and old people get a pass on anything in life, just like collectively. Yeah. Like when I was pregnant, like I would just be like, shut the fuck up, I'm pregnant. Like it just, that's how I roll. So like the next stage in my life is to be old. So like then I get another pass. So
I like I have to wait. More steps.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. What else is it between pregnant person and old person? Because like I need a pass to be able to give the middle finger and have it be justified for no reason. This is my life. This is how I live my life, Kim. This is actually a cool gift. I went to beauty school in a small town with my husband, well, that my husband grew up in. I was a newlywed, and one of my older clients gave me a folder with some genealogy papers about my husband's family. Okay, wait, that's cool, but also, wait, a little stalkery. Wait, yeah. As I was reading that, I was like, wait.
Oh. How did
Yeah, it went up and then down. Yeah, yeah. I have a client who's a dental hygienist. She gave me a 10-day teeth whitening kit.
That's not bad.
No, but then she was like, wait, she got embarrassed. She didn't want me to think that she was implying that her teeth were yellow. I got a scrub daddy. Just simply one scrub daddy.
I love scrub daddies
they
and mommies.
They were like, bitch, you filthy. Last year, one of my clients gave me a Valentine's Day heart-shaped box of chocolates and red flowers. He said, here, happy Valentine's Day, I guess. And she said, your date didn't work out, did it? Nope. So now she gets it.
Oh my God.
Somebody got a brooch in the shape of a horse. Oh my God, a horse. What would you do? What would you do? Like, thanks, I'll wear this never. I'm going to pawn it. I'm going to go to a pawn shop and get money for it. This is weird. A year ago, a client gave me, well, I still don't know what it was, but it looked like a brass boob. It had a red gem in the center and it hung from a satin chain. And she gave my assistant the same thing, but with a blue gem in the middle. And they were passed around the salon to try to figure out what it was, but no one could figure it out. And if it was a necklace, it would look like you had a third boob. That sounds big. If you wear both of them, you could have boob shields and go as much. Let's go with Madonna for Halloween. Oh, those must have been huge. Yeah. Was it a boob shield?
You didn't see my face. I was like, this when you were reading that. I'm like, where is this going?
Where is
it? Why is there two?
I was on a ride with that one. I didn't know where it was going. Is it a boob chain? Can anybody confirm? I don't know. Somebody got homemade beef from a client's prize winning FFA cow.
Oh.
How's that homemade?
I guess they
killed it with my own bare hands.
Grew up with it.
I got a loadable credit card with $0 on it.
Woo, but you can load it.
With your own money.
With your own money.
With the tips I'm not giving you. Oh my God. Last year, my client gave me her very old, faded Christmas towels. She said her daughter didn't want them, so she gave them to me. That's funny. She says she uses them as cleaning towels. That's funny. She also had the towel lady give her a giant bag of costume jewelry and small clutches that she gave to a child. It's like play dress up with these. Let's see. Someone got Tupperware bowls and reusable straws. She said she must have got them from Goodwill and didn't realize that she put them in my bag with a bottle of wine and cheese. Like the bottle of wine and cheese go together and then you keep digging through and you're like, oh. And Tupperware. Oh, and straws. Are the straws for the wine? Is the Tupperware for right. the cheese? A client gave me a CD of herself singing show tunes.
Oh my God. I can just, I don't think I have any words for that.
Oh my gosh. How do you give that to somebody with a straight face?
And how do
just
you
curious.
Explain what it did? It was it labeled?
No.
So Karen's show tune?
No, she's just said a client, not a regular one. guess oh my it was God. Just like one time.
Was that like her demo? Was she fishing for a job? For to anyone? Was she like the guys in the city who give out their mixtapes?
Yes, I think so. Oh my God. I don't want to make fun of somebody on the hustle, but that is just like.
It's very interesting.
That is interesting. So when he was tipped $18 in cash and two stamps, $2 in stamps. That's pretty funny.
Better get your forever stamps before the end of the year because they're going up.
They are. They go up all the time.
Yeah, gotta get them.
Somebody got a Christmas tree with tiny ornaments as her tip, and then they got a teeny tiny address book with a mini pen, a small plastic kitten calendar, and a free makeup bag with no products in it. Oh, like, oh, the free makeup bag that you get, like, with purchase that has, like, the samples in it, but the samples weren't in it. So it was just the empty bag. A lady clipped Hot Wings coupons out of the newspaper and put them in an envelope for me with the Starbucks gift card.
Oh, my gosh.
She was like, you could have some Hot Wings.
And Starbucks.
I got tipped in mushrooms from an older woman, not the kind you cook with.
Oh my
gosh. Talking about shrooms.
More drugs.
More drugs. What a fun gift. I hope you tripped balls. My client reached into her purse and gave me the takeaway bag from her dentist visit. No kidding.
Also a toothbrush and
the toothbrush and floss? Toothpaste and the tongue scraper. My coworkers assured me I did not have bad breath. She just reached into her bag and was like, here you go. I got this for you at the dentist. It's for you, though. That's weird. Oh, my God. Let's see. Someone got hand sanitizer, eyeglass cleaners, and olive oil. What a combo.
I would take two out of the three.
What? Not the olive oil.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Somebody got a pre-rolled joint and pot nugs. A client who is in his mid-60s makes bars of soap. The uncomfortable thing was he said, I matched her hair color to yours, so it would be like you. I unwrapped the soap to find a girl who was topless carved into the soap face.
Stop it!
I can't. Into the soap face. If the other way in the ocean was... Wait. I unwrapped the soap to find a girl who was topless, carved into the soap face. If the other way in the ocean was beautiful design, but made me feel so awkward. I don't understand. I'm reading it as she wrote it.
Oh God.
I might add, he's a creepy old client who hits on me. I think it's time to cancel him for 2024.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
But like what kind of confidence, where did you get that from?
Well, I don't know if you remember last year, but we had somebody that got a full frontal picture of their boss in a card that they were just covering their privates with.
That very vaguely rings a bell.
Much confidence.
Maybe I was traumatized by that gift and forgot about it. An elderly client gave me two cans of fish. He said it's gourmet, that he caught it and canned
tuna?
It.
Tuna? Gourmet tuna fish?
Wait, gourmet. But there's more. He had died 2 years prior to this.
What?
What?
He left it in his will?
I guess. I don't
know. What?
He said you get two cans
Did
of fish.
Did his ghost bring it?
Oh my God. What? Oh. I read it wrong.
I was very confused.
An elderly client gave me two cans of fish. She said it's gourmet, and her husband had caught it and canned it.
Oh.
He died 2 years ago.
I was like, did his soul come back? Give me the tuna.
Yes. He said he was the ghost of like Christmas past. And he said, come here, bitch. I need to give you my fish.
Came back for a specific mission.
Oh my God.
His soul could not rest.
Until you got your two cans of his canned fish. So let's see. Oh no. Somebody got bottles of wine, but they're in AA.
Oh no.
No.
That's why it's risky sometimes giving people alcohol.
She got a used perfume atomizer, one of those little glass ones that still had a little perfume left in it. people got fresh eggs, pre-cleaned fish, pecans, pepper jelly, and cash. That's not weird. That sounds like a great Christmas. One client was my first year doing her hair, gave me a $100 bottle of perfume. Then last year I got a bag of pistachios from her. And this year I got a bag with dollar store Christmas napkins and kitchen towels.
She used up her one good gift and progressively went downhill.
She said, I love them and times are tough and I get it. I used to get used ornaments from people. Used ornaments. Oh my God. With the same person that I was just talking about who got the $100 bottle of perfume, so to answer your question about Avon, she got Love's Baby Soft perfume from Avon, but that hasn't been sold in 100 years.
Oh, so it's just alcohol.
Yeah, basically. Once I got a dusty can of pasta sauce, that sounds awful.
Hmm.
My coworker just received this year a used moldy cheese knife that looks like a weapon.
Ew.
Why was it moldy?
Yeah.
Homemade soup and cabbage rolls. Sounds delicious. Also, the same person got a large bag of weed, but she doesn't smoke. So I would be offended. I'd be like, give me money. No, just kidding. My old boss re-gifted me a bath set that she got at the Harley Davidson Christmas party. She obviously didn't even bother to take it out of the bag because there were a bunch of people's business cards in the bottom of it from her trying to network with people. Oh my God. One of my coworkers got a stylist, quote unquote, themed mini tree with rollers and hair ties. But she's Jewish and her clients know this. That's fucked up. Sweet thought, not really. But it was sure odd because it had pieces of actual hair on the hair ties. That is weird. Somebody got so many Starbucks coffee mugs that are just the straight white coffee mug with the logo on it. I've even gotten one of those right in the trash. Let's see. What else do we got? Someone got a bottle of Whistlepig bourbon. That's pretty awesome. Hmm. A gravy boat that looks like a barfing cat.
What? Oh, so the gravy comes out of the cat's mouth.
Ew.
Come on.
Ew. A neon green body scrub with witches on the label. And an ornament with Trump's mugshot. That's not a weird gift. That's a great gift. Oh, my God. 1 year I received a $25 gift card to Macaroni Grill. The only problem is that franchise closed down because it burned down in her state. No. Oh, I'm reading that wrong. It just says closed down.
It was not burned down.
It was closed down in the entire state. Another year, a used, smelly, stained, obnoxious baby blue faux fur jacket from my 82-year-old client. It looked like cat shit was stuck to the sleeve.
Oh, probably was.
Her daughter drove her and actually let her bring it to me. You need to check your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's probably like, you have to take me. You have to take me.
I'm going to bring it. I'm going to do it. It's got cat shit on it. Someone received a light switch plate cover of a pig. Okay. Someone got a used Wawa card. I love Wawa. Oh my God. Somebody got a giant prime roast rib. That's a fucking excellent gift. Somebody got a used flower vase. The water line was still there.
Oh,
ew.
Clean it. At least.
Somebody tried to pay with already scratched lottery tickets. He said there's money on them. Just go around the corner and cash them out.
That's
bold. My God. That is bold. Imagine going and sitting through the whole entire service and then being like, I know I'm going to try to pay for this with lottery cards. Imagine.
Bold.
Very bold. Just someone said that they notoriously get gifts that they know they're re-gifted and they think that they don't know it. And I want to know what they are. somebody added to that, your teddy bear was the best. So I guess that was one of the re-gifted. I don't know. let's see. Okay, candy and cookies, not really weird. This is fucking weird.
What is it?
I don't know how to explain it. But it's a dinosaur.
Okay. Is this a picture or a description? Okay.
It's a picture. This is Vicky. I truly don't have words to describe her, but my client said that she screamed my name. It's a dinosaur carrying a purse with a doll's head on top of the dinosaur instead of a dinosaur head. Here you go. Her name is Vicky.
What?
I don't know how
about to... that screamed this
maybe I would like to post this, but I don't know if we can.
Oh god.
It's like a dinosaur toy that's got a doll's head attached to it instead of a dinosaur's head, with like a green boa around the neck.
Literally, yeah.
Carrying a green purse. It's entertaining.
We should Vicky. Ask that person if we can use that.
Can we please post this? Oh my god. Someone got a candle in the shape of a mug. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Oh my god. Somebody got mushroom microdosing. I want that. Give me that. She's like, I don't even do those, but I would start. Give me. Someone got frozen pork chops. Also a microwave.
With the pork chops?
Same person, but separate times. I don't know. Someone got a used candle. Steve Madden accessories. Coco Chanel perfume. That's pretty awesome. Five bottles of wine and a gift card. These are not weird. Let's see. When I first started in a salon, my older coworker's client gave me a tiny black manila pouch with the plastic tag still attached. One of those free items that you get from like a gift with purchase. It was teeny weeny thong underwear. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this eye patch? Oh my god. The client gifted my coworker a box of wooden matches since she's a smoker. Oh my god. It was just tacky because she's really wealthy with multiple properties and drives a Lamborghini.
I almost said there was no underwear gifted this year, but
there's an eye patch. Oh my god. Let's see. A pizza place gift card, and went to use it and it had 33 cents left.
Lots of used gift
cards.
That's
how you know that's used and not a scam. 33 cents left on it. Let's see. A gent once gave me a lovely wrapped bottle of wine and I passed it on. And he came back after Christmas to ask if I liked what he had given, but was sorry he put it in a Lose-Aid bottle. I don't know what that means. Y'all need to type better. Homemade Baileys. That's not weird. That's fucking awesome. A frozen bag of French style green beans. Okay, that's weird. Why? I have more questions. Oh my god. So somebody was gifted like a tea towel with like a red flower on it and like a little lace at the bottom. And she said, what do I do with this? It's just a holiday hand towel.
Yeah.
It's nice. But to her, it's weird. A book called Your Orgasmic Pregnancy.
That has been on an episode before.
What?
I don't know if that was the same person. But
keep it coming.
That definitely, we've had that before because I just re-listened to our weird gifts. I think that was last year. Maybe it was the same person. If not, come on.
Well, maybe it's maybe it's just happened. Maybe people are sending a message. I don't know.
I guess.
Just today, I received a box of gloves. She said, Merry Christmas, with a big smile, and I exuberantly said thank you. But in my head, I was like, well, at least she remembered me complaining about the price of gloves.
Yeah, they're expensive.
She said, my husband doesn't even take mental notes. Fair.
True.
She got some angels. Somebody got angels when they're not religious. She's like, do I look like the type of person who would decorate them?
Maybe. Decorate with them? Maybe to that person.
Oh my god. Well, it's got a tiny baby Jesus.
Oh. I was gonna say angels can be like versatile, but not if they're holding baby Jesus.
So it's also, so she got like angels, but then like it's a bird that you take, you like lift up the bird, and then inside the bird is a nativity set. Oh. So the bird covers the nativity set. It's like a bird jar. It's a bird jar with the nativity set in it.
What? Why?
That's her soft spot for baby Jesus. Oh, 1 year someone got a pear. Just one singular single pear. Was it homegrown or did it come from the grocery store?
Probably in her lunchbox.
Somebody got a tin of THC gummies. She said, I do not get high. I am sorry. You might be missing out. A cucumber.
One?
Somebody got one cucumber that a client was late to his appointment for.
Sorry, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. I'm just online paying for this cucumber for
yeah,
you.
Basically. And she was like, we're on the second floor and there's a fruit and vegetable store underneath and apparently the cucumbers look great. So he took some time picking out the best one. And he kept saying how great the cucumbers were through his whole haircut. And she goes, I don't even like cucumbers. One of my clients randomly showed up today. She rushed in, handed me a present and ran out. She got my baby pumpkin Beanie Babies. Oh, that's cute.
Oh,
that's not weird. That's cute. Someone just got $100 bills in their cards. I think that's great. Not a weird gift. Someone got Bloody Mary mix. Not a weird gift. I would use that. I got a used Safeway gift card. I don't care that it's used. It's the thought that counts. It's $25 extra at groceries for me.
Sorry to tell you, there wasn't much thought in that one.
Oh, man. More people got homemade bread and jelly. Those are not weird gifts, my friends. Those are delicious gifts. Oh, my God. A Santa toilet seat cover. Okay. A favorite. She got a favorite. She got her favorite coffee mug. It says, I give the best blowjobs.
Of course. Because who hasn't been given that as a hairstylist?
And goose jerky that he killed and made himself. She just looks like that meme of that like little puppet with the eyes. Like,
How much meat do geese have on them to make
enough
jerky?
To make jerky.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Once for a tip, my regular client gave me a local school's quote fun money, which is basically nothing. And then she laughed about it. That's rude. 1 year someone got a back scratcher. It's a crocheted back scratcher. What?
How would that even scratch?
I don't know. She said it looks like a scarf with handles. I'm keeping it forever. I'm confused. Someone got a whole ass rotisserie chicken.
Oh, that's happened. That's happened before. Not to me.
Well, last year I got pot holders that were used and dirty. My God. And then someone answered and said, didn't a client get you a dildo once?
No.
What? I need context. What are you talking about?
No.
My boss has a client that gives her his filled ice cream shop loyalty punch cards as tips.
Hey, free ice cream.
I did all the work. Here you go. Oh, my God. Somebody got homemade ghee, and I think that's awesome. It's like a butter alternative.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Someone got a bunch of beach body samples. And she just put a bunch of shit emojis. Like, she's going to crap her brains out. Oh, my God. So many people are getting weed when they don't smoke it.
Yeah.
I think that's unfair. Oh, man. I don't know what a jar of morels is or morels. M-O-R-E-L-S. Morels. She said it's random, but we live in Alaska, and that is hard work, but an odd tip. But what is
M-O? What?
M-O-R-E-Ls. What are those? I'm intrigued.
M-O-R-E-L?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Someone got Epsom salt and joint pain cream. What are they trying to say?
These look like mushrooms.
Oh, cool.
Edible sac fungi.
Do they get you high?
They look like sea sponges.
Ew. They look like peanut, like yeah. weird peanut things. Somebody got a bottle of Mott's applesauce wrapped as a gift. Oh, that's up there with the wrapped Trader Joe's salsa.
Jeez.
Okay. I know this is petty, but many clients will come in with a gift or an envelope, then pay for their service and tip their usual amount. Then they're the ones that give you an envelope but don't do their usual tip. Oh. So it's not a weird gift, but he's just not getting tipped what he wanted to. I'm reading these in real time. I haven't really pre-screened through them. I was talking to a client about Christmas movies, and she mentioned Die Hard. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. That's my two cents. And I said, if that's a Christmas movie, so is Gremlins. And she had Gremlins Christmas ornaments made for me. And that's amazing. That's not a weird gift. That's a fucking awesome Aww. Gift. Because Gremlins also is kind of a Christmas movie. I will never forget the time my coworker got a package of white granny panties. Yes, I was waiting for panties. She wasn't happy. I don't remember what I got from her, but the three white granny panties are what I'll never forget. That's just so, like, who gifts you panties that doesn't know you? And also, that word.
Apparently a lot of clients give them to their hairstylist.
Oh my God. A client gave me an oven liner for under your cooking racks to catch spills. Okay, that's cool, but a weird gift.
Very specific.
I don't know. She was somebody said that they had got gifted a half bottle of perfume. It's in the attic.
Oh gosh.
Sorry. I had a client give me what I thought was a really nice coffee maker. The box looked factory sealed, and then I opened it to my shock and horror, I removed some sort of horrifying creature.
Oh my what do you mean?
God, she sent a picture. Oh, it was made of hair and rocks and had a tail. We couldn't figure it out. What was it, a monkey?
A dead animal?
A gremlin? I thought for sure I just had a curse put on me.
It sounds like it. I have to see this picture.
After days of Googling what it could possibly be, I found out it was a mangled Ehrensbach troll. In their new form, they're cute. Cute didn't describe what I've gotten. This isn't my picture, but I found one online in about the same condition as what I had gotten. And I still laugh about it. Oh my God. It is horrible. It's
horrifying. I must see it. What the fuck is that?
You know what it looks like? You know those weird animals that you used to, from the Quizno sub commercials?
What the fuck is that? I think this might win.
Nightmare fuel. Yeah. That's what that is.
That is a weird gift. That is up
this
there.
This is what I was waiting for.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
That's insane. Look it up because it's crazy looking.
It's a a mangled Ehrensbach troll. It's spelled Ehrensbak. Oh my God. Somebody, God, that really won. I need a minute.
I think it did.
I got a washer and dryer gifted to me when I was in school. I got a used book that she was in the process of reading, and she took from the doctor's office coffee table that someone forgot.
Guess she didn't like it. And that person didn't like it either.
No.
Left it behind.
I got two homemade sausage biscuits. That's amazing. Before she brought them to me, she decided to eat the sausage, so I got two sausage-stained biscuits. Ew.
The essence of the sausage was left.
These are the gifts that I want to be around for when you open. I just want to see your face.
Oh God.
Oh my God. I had a client get me a gift card to my own salon.
That person might have also been on the Facebook thread I had, or it might be another person that just got it, but that definitely was on mine too.
She said, are you sure she wasn't using it to pay? And she goes, she paid, she went and brought and bought it and came back.
What's the point? What's the point? Your boss just got that money.
Oh, it's her salon. She is the boss.
Oh.
I had a client that lets us use her St. Simon's Beach House. That's awesome. She may not have known it was used, but my sister-in-law was telling me that people are stealing Walmart's cards. Oh, yeah. That's what you were saying. Okay. I received a can opener, a jar opener, and a can strainer. Okay. Hmm. So they were like, kitchen in gadgets. The event of an apocalypse, you are prepared. I got a lot of cookies, and that was the last one. A lot of cookies. She said, I can't help but wonder if they were cooked sanitarily.
I wonder that with most things that people are giving you.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I don't want your peppermint bark or your Christmas crack chocolate things. Just please. Oh, I don't want it.
Oh, no. Nobody want the Christmas crack. That shit's good. Buttery saltine crackers and chocolate. Yeah, I want it.
Oh my god,
that troll really fucking won.
I'm gonna have a nightmare about that specifically. That was crazy. That's the weirdest. And the T-Rex doll with the baby head.
That was really funny. Also weird. Where do you source these materials? Also, what made you think that this troll was a good idea?
Why not have a warning? Like, this isn't...
She said she thought it was a coffee maker.
And to my shock and surprise, horror,
yeah. Yep, she removed some sort of horrifying creature.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
Oh my god. I love everything about that post.
I have a good one on mine that I'm excited to share with you too.
Well, that was all of mine. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, that was great.
Those were great. Those Thank were you for your ones. Contributions to yes. my ab workout.
Those were some Those weird were great. Gifts. Lots of drugs. And lots of miscellaneous items. Well, Riss, I don't know. I think we have too many weird gifts for one episode.
Yeah, my abs hurt from laughing.
Mine are definitely sore.
It's my tummy.
So I think that we need to bring the rest of these weird gifts to you in another episode.
I think so. A bonus episode.
Bonus episode.
Woo, extra content.
It's the best because it's the best episode of the year anyway. So.
Yeah, so now you get two.
Yeah.
You get double the fun, like a double mint commercial, but not as... creepy.
I don't know. I think we have to go.
Yeah.
We gotta take a break.
Yeah, I think I'm slap happy.
And I'll release the next half of Weird Gifts 2023 next week.
In 2024.
In 2024. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And Riss, do you have anything to leave them with? The first half?
Yeah, don't ever send your client a gift that looks like it's packed in a coffee box, but is really a dead mountain troll. If you know, you know.
Oh. All right. See you next time.
Bye.